You've probably heard of the Galapagos Islands, an archipelago of 19 islands deep in the Pacific Ocean. A UNESCO World Heritage Site, the Galapagos are 600 miles off the coast of Ecuador and a world apart from the rest of the planet. The volcanic weathered landscape of these islands provides a rich habitat for some famous animals, including Darwin's finches, marine iguanas, and giant saddleback tortoises. The tortoises made headlines in January 2015 when it was discovered that at least 10 saddleback babies had hatched on Pinzon Island. That hadn't happened in 150 years. It was a major win for a species whose numbers had been decimated in the 17th and 18th centuries by whalers who hunted the giant tortoises for food and by the introduction of invasive species, rats, dogs, and even fire ants that ate tortoise eggs and the defenseless hatchlings by the thousands. Galapagos giant tortoises are called charismatic megafauna, animals that humans relate to easily for their fetching looks and adorable behaviors. There's another notable native of the Galapagos archipelago that doesn't quite make that grade. In fact, Darwin himself called it hideous and disgustingly clumsy. It's the marine iguana, a reptile with a fierce, pug-like face covered with knobs of salt expressed from its nasal glands. With sharp dorsal spikes that might seem more at home on a dragon, the marine iguana is not particularly soulful-looking. But it is a fascinating species, especially to island biogeographers, those scientists who study how and when species arrive and thrive on islands, and also how such isolation from their mainland mothership changes them over time. Scientists theorize that millions of years ago, land-dwelling iguanas drifted out to sea on flotsam to populate the Galapagos, making them the world's first and only reptilian swashbuckler. Each island hosts a population of iguanas unique in size, color, and shape. As juveniles, marine iguanas are uniformly black, but as adults, they range in color from red to brown to gray. The island of Española hosts a bright red and green variety. The red pigment comes from the particular algae the iguanas eat. The iguanas grow to 4 feet or more. Half their length is their flattened tail, which is both their rudder and propeller in the water. As swimmers, they are fast, adaptable, and strong in the rough waters around the islands. They dive as deep as 50 feet to forage for algae, scraping it off the jagged volcanic rocks with their sharp claws and even sharper teeth. These resilient reptiles are capable of making dives that last over an hour. Not content with just their aquatic biome, the iguanas are also excellent climbers. Just like land lizards, they are ectotherms, meaning they get their heat from outside their bodies. Since they graze in cold water, losing up to 50 degrees of body heat, they have to recover their body temperature by spending hours in the sun. So they climb the steep, rocky shores to bask in large, docile groups called colonies. This thermoregulatory behavior makes them especially vulnerable to introduced species. Dogs and feral cats threaten even adult iguana, whose only natural predator on the islands is the Galapagos hawk. One of the iguana's prime nesting sites is near a popular tourist beach on Isabella Island. In 2012, the Galapagos National Park System protected the entire area. Luckily, in contrast to Charles Darwin, many people today find the marine iguana awesome and want to take a peek at this living dinosaur that was rescued from the brink of extinction. To learn more about Galapagos marine iguanas and to see how those strange salt-expelling nasal glands work, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.